Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats are on a five-game win streak, most recently taking care of the Jets on Thanksgiving night in decisive fashion. On Wednesday, Bill Belichick spent some time with Scott Zolak on the set of Patriots All Access here at Gillette Stadium to break down some of the many big plays in that game, including what he thought was one of the best offensive plays the Pats have run in his tenure as head coach. Take a look.
Time now for this week's Plays of the Week. Coach joins me now. Coach, taking a look at the Jets game, a little short yardage here. Fourth down?
Yes. Well, this is a tough one. There are a lot of big plays in this game, but anytime you can make the stop on fourth and one, that's always a big play for you defensively. Jets decide to go for it here rather than attempt the field goal. One of the things when the offense puts a guy in motion that does give the defense, if you can anticipate where the motion is going to stop, which you kind of can on a play like this, it gives the defense an opportunity to sort of, get off on the snap and time it up here, which Spikes does a nice job of on the backside and Vince does on the front side here, stunting down there in the B gap and getting some penetration. And that forces Green over the top. You can see Mayo does a nice job of coming up here and taking on Hilliard on his side of the line of scrimmage. And then when Green tries to reach the ball out, Brandon Spikes very alertly punches it away there because it may or may not have crossed the line that they needed to gain. But that definitely is a fumble with the ball being, with the runner not being down there. And so we end up getting the recovery. Here's a look at the same play from the end zone.
All right, now you're going to see the motion going across. You can see Spikes starting to inch up there.
Right, so Spikes, hits it in here and really cuts off the backside, and Vince stunts down inside on Howard to the play side, and that really eliminates that gap, so it forces the runner outside. Mayo makes the key play here where he comes in there and takes on and stops Hilliard right there on his side of the line of scrimmage, kind of forces Green upright, and then when Green reaches the ball out, you can see Brandon right there swipe it out of his arm.
You guys practice those kind of things? Situational, here we are, short yardage on defense, ball's there, putting the ball over the line of scrimmage?
We do. Sometimes we work on that with our scout team guys doing that. We also have fumble strip drills.
There we go. This is a big one down on the goal line.
Right. So this is another fourth and one stop for us. This time we're in our goal line defense. And I think that it looked like what the Jets are trying to do is run a trap up the middle where they block Mangold back, trap with a guard, and pop it right up the middle there with Green. And on this play, we happen to be charging out with our defensive lineman, and Spikes runs up the middle here. So it kind of opens up for Spikes, and he's able to, run in there and get this play stopped. Here's the look at the same play from the end zone. So this is Mangold blocking back, and again, Love is kind of on an outside charge, so he works out there. Vince works out on Moore on this side, who's being trapped there, and really they end up using three guys on two, the center and both guards. End up taking the two tackles, and Spikes is clean up the middle, and then Gerard's able to come in there and finish it off. So really well-executed play defensively. We were able to use up the blockers, free up for Spikes, and Brandon times it up nicely. It's a nice-looking play.
Boy, and everybody's there. Nice thing is to see everybody get excited about somebody making a play after the fact.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. Yep. Offensively, this is probably one of the best-looking plays we've ever had here, to be honest with you. It's an outside zone play. Ball's down on the 7-8 yard line,
and it's a run. Best looking play is a run.
Well, this is kind of to see this. Yeah, you see Fells coming across in motion, and he makes the initial hit there on Thomas, and then sticks with him when the linebacker tries to run through. Marcus Cannon turns back on him. West makes a nice block out here on the slot, and.
Look at the guy go backwards when Cannon hits him.
Yeah,
that's the thud.
They're all kind of like bowling pins here, where they all go down there. Ooh. And that's an easy touchdown for Ridley. But really, West does a nice job here of the pin in the slot and Fells and Cannon at the point of attack. Donald Thomas on the reach block. Here's the same play from the end zone, and this is really, as a running back, what you love to see. Davis comes here and comes over here, and when Thomas gets blocked here, he tries to run underneath of Cannon, and then Marcus turns back on him and makes the block there. Thomas loses a little ground, but Fells finishes him off. This is Bell, Jeremiah Bell, kind of gets caught in the wash here behind Fells' block and Wes's block. So that's a beautiful picture for running back to see right there. Three guys on the ground, nice soft edge, and You know, it's a jog-in touchdown.
That's a big one right there. I think you could have ran that one in.
I think I could have.
All right, you swept Buffalo, you swept the Jets. Now it's on to Miami. Good luck this week.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week for this week's Plays of the Week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.